Om Shri Sai Ram. With the most reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, respected dignitaries, elders, fellow doctors, and my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. On behalf of the Shri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, I welcome you all to the day 2 of the first All India Medical Conference. With your blessings, Swami, we would like to begin today's proceedings by the release of book, Avatar's Prescription. It has been authored by Dr. Vijay Kumar, who is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan since the 1960s. Dr. Vijay Kumar had a distinguished career in the field of anesthesia as professor and head at Anna Cancer Hospital, Kanchipuram, Tamil Nadu. Bhagwan graciously appointed Dr. Vijay Kumar as a trust member of Satya Sai Trust, Tamil Nadu. Free outpatient clinic Sai Kripa was started in 1979 in Chennai under his leadership. He was fortunate to receive Bhagwan's guidance on how medical care should be delivered. I now request Shri Satya Sai Central Trust members, Shri R.J. Ratnakar sir, Shri Prasad Rao sir, along with our All India President Shri Nimish Pandya, our National Vice President Shri N. Ramani, and National Medical Coordinator Dr. Ram Manohar Rao to release the book Avatar's Prescription.
Distributed to all the doctors in the Poonj Chandra Hall. Now, we have the second part of the Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantri Seva Award. I request Dr. V. Mohan, member of the Board of Trustees, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to conduct the proceedings. Dr. V. Mohan.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Let us offer our loving, humble and reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Lord and Master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Thank him for the blissful day that we had yesterday as the first day of the first All India Sri Satya Sai Medical Conference. Today, as we enter the second day, and go to the second day of the award ceremony of the very prestigious, perhaps most prestigious award that any Sai devotee can get in his life, the Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantri Seva Award. We presented the award to a few of the awardees yesterday. Today, we start the proceedings with one who is perhaps most deserving of this award. And I refer to Dr. P. Venugopal, who is one of the most renowned cardiothoracic surgeons of this country. How many of you in this audience know, my Sai brothers and sisters, that Dr. Venugopal pioneered the first heart transplantation in India and won many accolades? He has done 50,000 open heart surgeries and trained 120 cardiac surgery residents, an awardee of the Padma Bhushan and the B.C. Roy Award. Dr. Venugopal was felicitated by Bhagawan in the presence of our Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri P.V. Narasimha Rao, on 22nd November 1994. It's therefore a great honor for the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations India to honor this doyen of doctors in general and cardiothoracic surgeons in particular. May Swami bless Dr. Venugopal and his family with many, many more years. The second awardee is Dr. Prabhat Kumar Dash. Dr. Dash, please. Das. Dr. Das is the head of the Department of Cardiology and Director of Interventional Cardiology Fellowship at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield at Bangalore. He has been associated with the Sathya Sai medical institutions since the last two decades. An interventional cardiologist of national and international repute, he is one of the most popular teachers of cardiology. We have many cardiologists in the audience, and they were all telling me how their dependent students at various universities and institutions in India come to our Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Whitefield, to listen to the classes conducted by Dr. Dash. The third awardee is very close to my heart, a colleague of mine from Madras Medical College days, and a very, very dear friend of mine right through for the last 30, 40 years, Dr. T. Ram Manohar Rao, MBBS MD, former medical superintendent of Andhra Mahila Sabha. He has been the national secretary and national president of the Indian Association Study of STD and AIDS. He has been organizing medical camps at Prashanthi Nilayam during Bhagawan's birthday celebrations, and he is now the national medical coordinator of the Sri Sathya Sai Organizations India since November 2015. May Swami bless you, Dr. Ram Manohar Rao, and your family. Thank you. The fourth awardee is Dr. Gundugutti Venkata Surya Narayana Rao, who joined as a medical officer in the Visakhapatnam Port Trust Hospital, rose step by step in the ladder of academic excellence, became the medical superintendent in CARE Hospital. He worked as CMO in the Seven Hills Hospital, and from 1985 till date, he is a convener of the Sri Sathya Sai Medical Services. He has devoted his life to Swami and Swami's medical mission. Louder, please. Thank you, Sai Ram. The next awardee is Dr. T. Venkataramaya, who studied at Kilpok Medical College in Madras. He is called by our beloved Swami as Dilli Babu. He started the Sri Sai Lakshmi Nursing Home. He has 55 years of experience in medicine. He served as a divisional convener of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Samiti at the Ambaji Peta division uninterrupted for 40 years. May Swami bless you, Dr. Venkataramaya, and your family. Sai Ram. And today is his birthday. Let's all wish him a very, very happy birthday. What greater blessing than to receive the award on your birthday in the divine presence? The sixth awardee is Dr. Anil Kumar Mulpur, who is a chief cardiothoracic surgeon and vice president at the Sunshine Hospitals, Hyderabad, formerly head of the Department of Cardiothoracic Surgery in the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in Whitefield. He has also worked at the Narayana Hridayalaya, somebody who is totally devoted to Swami. He has been closely associated with Sri Sathya Sai Seva organizations since 3 decades. He continues to be associated with the Heart World Bank of UK, formed under the direct guidance of Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. The next awardee is Dr. J.B. Venkatrao, who is a surgical oncologist, former professor and head of the Department of Surgery at the Rangaraya Medical College, Kakinada. He has delivered several orations. He has been rendering service for more than 50 years and has authored several books. Dr. Gokul Chandra Das, MD, FICOG, retired as Professor and HOD of the Obstetrics and Gynecology at Guwahati Medical College in 2017. He was a Vice President of FOCSI. He has offered services in medical camps of Silchar Samiti from 1997 to 1999. He has been organizing special camps along with Sri Sathya Sai Alumni Association of Assam every month since September 2016. Dr. Umesh Kumar Chaudhary, a practicing physician involved in pediatric child health care at Musafur in Bihar. He has been rendering his services towards the Sathya Sai Seva organization for many, many years. Dr. Baban T.S. Kadotkar, working as a consultant doctor at 2 places. He's worked as general surgeon at the JJ Hospital and GT Hospital, Parsi General Hospital at Mumbai. He has been attending regular medical camps at Sri Sathya Sai Seva organizations at Goa since several years. Dr. Subhash Kamath, from Bangalore Medical, passed out from Bangalore Medical College in 1972. He has been doing medical practice in Goa since then. He has devoted his life in medical service in Goa and has participated in almost all the medical camps conducted by Sri Sathya Sai organization Vasco Samiti in Goa. Dr. Mahendra Singh Chauhan is a practicing ophthalmologist since 23 years. He is a Senate member of the medical faculty at the Veer Narmad South Gujarat University, former dean and syndicate member in the same university, an honorary ophthalmic surgeon at the Sri Sathya Sai Eye Hospital in Surat, has done more than 8,000 free cataract operations, and is a founder director of the Eye View Labor Vision Surat. Dr. Rajiv Vig, currently respiratory consultant at RO Hospital in Rewari in Haryana, associated since 6 years with free charitable eye camps, providing free consultations, spectacles, etc. conducted free cataract surgeries, and is serving as a bhajan coordinator at Rewari in Haryana. Dr. Chaman Singh Chauhan, working at the Chauhan Eye Hospital, joined government service in 1979, retired in 2005, joined the Sri Satya Sai Seva Sangathan in 1993, has conducted 531 free eye camps and performed 22,632 eye surgeries. Dr. K. L. Gupta obtained his MBBS from Indira Gandhi Medical College in Shimla in 1973. He's been working as a visiting doctor in the General Hospital in Dermatology in Prashanthi Nilayam since 2010. Former Joint Director of Health Services Rural Medical Mission, has worked in Bilaspur, and since 1995 serving in the Sai Mission till date, and has managed multi-speciality medical camps and mega eye operation camps in Bilaspur district. Dr. G. Krishna Bhatt is a practicing dentist at his clinic in Karnataka state, has started a dental camp in Puttaparthi about 30 years ago, and has served in Prashanthi Nilayam birthday medical camps. A special honor to introduce my namesake, Dr. V. Anand Mohan, presently working in Kerala as consultant in reproductive medicine. He is doing his PhD thesis on psychosocial aspects of infertile couples. He is a director of the Ayurveda Research College and presently state coordinator of the medical activities and the Sai Rehabilitation Program in Kerala, which is a model for the whole country. A big round of applause, please. Dr. Narendra Kumar Kare, MD, consultant radiologist, senior consultant radiologist and ultrasonologist at Jabalpur Hospital and Research Center, formerly additional divisional medical officer, Southern Railways, organized a Satya Sai medical camp for 3 days in a Naxalite infiltrated tribal belt in Dindori district of MP. Organized Satya Sai medical camp for pregnant women in tribal areas of Mandla district in MP. Dr. Mulji Banji Tank. He has participated in medical activities run by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization since 1975. He gave medical help to the blood donors at the Sri Satya Sai Blood Bank run by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, Akola, for 5 years until 1990.
I know. His mother. Yeah. I'll read it and say his mother.
The next award is a little sentimental because it will be given posthumously to late Dr. Aribam Surjalal Sharma, who was a master of surgery, was registrar in the Regional Institute of Medical Sciences, Imphal, in Manipur. He was a convener of the medical cell of the Sri Satya Sai organization, Manipur. He had organized several camps in his lifetime. He had co-authored a book on Swami in Manipuri language with his mother, Dr. G. Embalbal Devi, who herself has served as a spiritual coordinator in Manipur and as editor of the Sanatana Sarathi magazine in Manipuri language. And it's most appropriate that his mother, Dr. Embalbal Devi, receives the... She has not come. Or maybe the Manipur coordinator can receive that. Or the... Yes. thank his mother for the family doing such great work. Dr. N. Kala Singh, MBBS DTCD, was a former WHO fellow in South Korea and Philippines. He's a retired additional director general of health services of Manipur government. He has been actively involved in the SAI mission in different capacities for 15 years and is presently the state medical coordinator of the Sri Satya Sai organization, Manipur. A special honor to Dr. Harish Chandra Mohanty, our next awardee, who was professor and head of the postgraduate department of dermatology and venereology at the SCB Medical College at Cuttack. He has organized as an inspector of the Medical Council of India. He has won the Governor's Award for voluntary blood donations. He is a president of the managing committee of the Sri Satya Sai Schools of Odisha and has conducted several health camps in Ghana and Africa. Dr. Manav Gupta is a master's in de-addiction psychiatry. He served at the Abhaya Hospital and currently working at the Gupta Maternity Hospital in Punjab. He joined the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program in 2009 and has been conducting regular medical camps fortnightly. Dr. O.P. Sharma is a forensic medicine specialist. You can see the range of specialists who have been serving Swami's organization. He has been associated with the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations since 1973. He has been regularly attending the Prashanti Seva since 1987. And he has been accompanying the Rajasthan Seva Dal group as a doctor since the year 2000. Coming to my own state of Tamil Nadu, very proud to present to these very, very senior doctors who have been serving Swami's organization probably before Yuna is born. Dr. B. Radhakrishnan, an ophthalmologist, part of the Sai organization since 1970. He has participated in all the medical camps conducted by the Coimbatore District Wing of Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. He has devoted himself his whole life to Swami. And during Swami's 75th birthday celebrations, Swami had blessed him to conduct 75,000 cataract surgeries in Coimbatore zone, and 25,000 cases were done in Coimbatore district alone. Another doyen with whom I have a personal contact, because he happened to be my father's student and has worked in our institution many years ago, Dr. C. Thangavel, a native of Pudukkottai in Tamil Nadu, has been associated with the organization in conducting many free camps in Trichy district. He has been regularly conducting camps organized here at Prashanthi Nilayam during Bhagawan's birthday celebrations in 1970, and he renders medical seva at the general and super specialty hospitals at Puttaparthi. Dr. Dinesh Chandra Saxena a pathologist and a hospital administrator, working as a senior medical superintendent at the Subharti Medical College Teaching Hospital at Meerut in UP. He has served several departments in UP. He is currently the chairman. He served as the chairman of the Sri Satya Sai Center in Zambia in 1983 to 84. He is instrumental in getting active participation of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Samitis in the school screening program and cataract screening programs in the state. Dr. Tikendra Singh Parmar was born in 1946. He served in the government sector hospitals of various districts of Uttarakhand as the chief medical officer. He was the medical superintendent at the police hospital in Dehradun, has actively participated in medical seva activities, Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations since 1998. Since 2007, every year he is rendering 15 to 20 days seva at the super speciality hospital and general hospital at Puttaparthi. And the next awardee is Dr. Champeshwar Mishra, who served as a medical officer in West Bengal and retired in 2004 at the age of 60. He settled in Barakpur in Kolkata. He has been associated with Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations since 1970. He regularly attends service at the outpatient division in the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital. Every Monday and Friday, he conducts free medical OPD at the Barakpur Mandir since it was started. Before we hand over to the lady doctors who will now be presented the awards, one more big round of applause, Sai brothers and sisters, to all these doyens of medicine who have devoted their life to Swami and the organization and to humanity. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Next, I would like to call Dr. Rashmi Sharma, MBBS General Practitioner, annual visits to Prashanthi Nilayam for giving medical services to State Sevadal, giving services at Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital once a year, visited flood-affected areas of Kashmir in 2014, conducting medical camps thrice a week organized by Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Delhi. I request Mrs. Ratnakar to do the honors. Please, ma'am. Next, I would like to call Dr. Vidya G. Bhatt, MBBS MD, formerly Chief Medical Officer at General Hospital, Dandeli, and Seva Coordinator for North Canara till 2016. Conducted various medical camps during Swami's birthday at Puttaparthi General Hospital, Super Speciality Hospital, Puttaparthi, and Whitefield Super Speciality Hospital for 3 times a year. Please, ma'am.
Sai Ram. Our next awardee is Dr. Sandhya D. Nair from Madhya Pradesh. Dr. Sandhya D. Nair, MBBS DMCH, an ardent devotee of Swami since 1965, is a product of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas and a Sri Satya Sai diploma holder. Dr. Sandhya D. Nair, former senior medical officer in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Gandhi Medical College, Bhopal, for 27 years, has performed more than 10,000 surgeries and is currently the in-charge doctor and registrar, Municipal Corporation Hospital, Nagar Nigam, Bhopal. Dr. Sandhya D. Nair is actively involved in the mother and child care program in the states of Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh since 2014. She has served at the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital as obstetrician. On a personal note, incidentally, she happens to be my Deha Mata. Next we have Dr. Vandana Karemore from Maharashtra. Dr. Vandana Karemore, BSc, MBBS, DGO, is currently working as Principal Medical Officer at Ordnance Factory, Bhandara. Dr. Vandana Karemore is actively associated with the Mother and Child Project in Nagpur. She was awarded for her best performance in medical service in Ordnance Factory. Next, we have Dr. Janaki Ramakrishna, a practicing gynecologist in Mumbai and runs two fully equipped hospitals. She has been a part of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization since the year 1974. Fondly referred to as the Bombay doctor by our dear Swami, Dr. Janaki Ramakrishna started Satya Sai Eye Care Unit at Dharma Kshetra and village medical camps in the outskirts of Mumbai. Dr. Janaki Ramakrishna has been an integral part of the medical team serving Zambia, earthquake victims in Latur, tsunami victims in Sri Lanka, and flood-affected people of Uttarakhand. Dr. Janaki Ramakrishna is a recipient of the Sri Ishwaramma Appreciation Award on Women's Day for her active participation in mother and child care program. Thank you. Sai Ram.
I thank all the dignitaries for giving the awards and Dr. V. Mohan for conducting the Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantri Seva Award function. Now I request the All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Sri Nimish Pandya Ji, to take over the proceedings.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beautiful master, Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, on this auspicious day two of this first Sri Satya Sai medical conference organized by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, I invoke Bhagwan's blessings upon all of us to give us the purity of the mind, the softness of the heart, and the yearning to seek Him inside all of us. Because Swami used to always tell us, see always inside, because that's where I reside and that's where I want you to find me in this journey between birth and death. Dear brothers and sisters, there are two amazing things in life that Swami reminded us always. One was time, and the other was breath. Time ticks by, and nobody can stop this time from ticking. Right from the time that we were born till the last breath, this is one thing which is not in our control, which Swami keeps in His hand. And the second thing that Swami keeps in His hand is our breath. And this also is to be utilized by us and realize how we can keep this in rhythm. Bhagwan, out of His infinite grace, gave us a rhythmic breath when we were born and indicated to us that if any doctor ever has to diagnose you and check whether you are healthy or not, the first thing that he does is to see whether your breath is in rhythm or not. Bhagwan is to remind us that before any doctor can diagnose and check your breath, whether it is rhythm or not, let us learn ourselves how to keep our breath in rhythm. And that's where sadhana was the path shown by Bhagwan to all of us. Bhagwan also reminded us that the uniqueness of His mission lies not in the penchant to change the whole world, but lies in the duty, in the responsibility to ensure that between birth and death, we change ourselves and not the world. Because Bhagwan's strategy is so beautiful. Bhagavan says it's the wrong step to go and try and change the whole world. Change yourself and the world will change automatically. It was George Bernard Shaw who said, "Why, fool, must you change the whole world? Why, fool, must you change the whole world? Change yourself and there shall be one fool automatically less in this world." And that was the story which he told all of us. And Bhagavan's discourse and Bhagavan's message to mankind has been that, that birth is meant to transform ourselves. And therefore he gave the strategy that if there is righteousness in the heart, then there is beauty in character. If there is beauty in character, then there is harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, then there is order in the nation. And if there is order in the nation, then there is peace in the world. At this medical conference, I think the uniqueness lies in the fact that we have with us an array of fantastic doctors, both men and women, who understand this. That the beauty of medical seva, the beauty of serving under the banner of medical mission of Bhagwan, lies in the first commitment that we have to change ourselves. Because that is the strength of the Sai organization. That is the strength of every devotee of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Because he is constantly with every breath and every second of life yearning and striving to improve himself and realizing that the master is within ourselves. And this master can be realized only when we conquer the mind and become the mastermind. It is in the silencing of the mind that the voice of God can be heard from within. And that is the effort. Because there lies a secret. Because the day you silence your mind and start learning and realizing that the voice of Swami comes from within, that's when miracles happen. Because that's when you and I vanish and the master takes charge. That's when you and I, our mind doesn't delude us, but the master takes charge of us as an instrument and does what he wants to do for mankind through you and me as a divine instrument. And that is the essence of this conference of Sri Satya Sai Medical Seva that we are having right now. Brothers and sisters, if you've seen the array of the bio data of all the award-winning doctors last yesterday and today, these have been sagas of inspiration, of commitment, of telling the mind every time, "No mind, I am not going to be distracted by you," following the conscience that here I want to serve mankind. Here I want to follow my master who is prompting me from inside all the time. And that is the commitment which brings glory to all my brothers and sisters. And I think we all need to give them a great hand for this inspirational situation that they have told us. Swami used to always remind us, brothers and sisters, that the real war of Mahabharata didn't happen in the historical place. The real war of Mahabharata is happening every second of our life. When the mind tells us something to do and the conscience guides us. And who wins in this situation? If you let the mind win, you may be right or wrong. But when you follow the conscience, you are always right. And for the consequence of following the conscience is absolute peace, which you and I always yearn for. It is when you and I are at peace that we can share peace with others. It is when you and I are happy that we can share happiness with others. Brothers and sisters, only happy people can make people happy. Sad people cannot make people happy. And therefore, the beauty of all the doctors of the Sat Sai organization is that they're all very happy people and therefore they make mankind happy. That is the situation that we are looking at right now. This is the uniqueness, this is the miracle of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, who brings people in his fold, opens the heart, increases the volume of the conscience, prompts him to follow the conscience, be self-confident on the path of self-realization, and do what Swami wants us to do. And that is the cause of happiness that brings us all together here today, brothers and sisters. More than 1,000 doctors, more than 200 paramedics have assembled here in Prashanthi Nilayam today. Each one a leader. Each one an inspirer. And the hope, brothers and sisters, is that on the path of self-transformation, as we go further and look ahead at the next benchmark of the centenary celebrations of our beloved master, we will have many, many more such doctors who are happy doctors and joining the divine mission of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. And that's where we want to strive in the years to come. to increase our family of happy doctors who are willing to serve. As a part of a thought process to lay down the future of the divine mission of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba in the field of medicine, I have requested my brother and colleague, Dr. Mohan, to constitute a committee of doctors from all over India who will sit together, pray, seek Bhagwan's blessings, seek His grace, and from their heart, not from their mind only, from their heart coin out a program for the next 10 years or 7 or 8 years that we have before we reach the centenary celebrations, to build a health network in the country based upon love and sacrifice, involving the entire community of the Sai family from every aspect of life to join together to fulfill this dream of Bhagwan to reach Medicare at the doorstep of the poor throughout the country of India. And I think that is the first set that we need to put in this committee. And I look forward to Dr. Mohan's great experience with Swami and the team of doctors that he will select to lay down the path for us in the future. Yes, the ground rules are very simple, brothers and sisters. As Dr. Narasimhan pointed out yesterday in his presentation, it's a holistic approach. We're not only curing. We are going to be involving ourselves into great preventive health education on the foundation of spirituality. I think that's the three things that Dr. Narasimhan, out of his experience and guidance that Bhagwan gave him, lay down for us, that the Satya Sai medical mission has to be based on this composite approach of curative, preventive and spiritual base that we can work on. And for that, I'm sure we'll receive more guidance from Dr. Narasimhan as we go down the year to formulate our program that we have. We need to be in touch, because in the modern world of technology, where by default people want to send emails and be only in touch on Facebook, I think Bhagwan always pointed out that technology is a great tool, is a great assistant, but it is not a replacement of people meeting heart to heart personally in life. And that cannot be replaced at any point of time. Technology has always got to be as a tool which strengthens the bond between man and man. And therefore, we need to meet regularly, not only at the district level, the samiti level, at the state level, but at the national level too. Doctors, the fraternity of doctors, we will attempt to meet again and again so that our bonding grows. I remember the smiles on the face of all the doctors yesterday night when we were having satsang. When many people met each other for the first time, they were working under the banner of Swami, but they never knew. My doctor friend from Assam never knew the doctor friend from Tamil Nadu. My doctor friend from Gujarat never knew the doctor friend from Bengal. But here, under the beautiful tent that Bhagwan created for us for having food morning, evening and night, that was a time when one hand was eating and the mind was focused on chatting with the other doctor, the heart was linked there and the hand was doing his own job of eating. I don't know how much you must have eaten, not realizing how much you are eating, while your hearts were full of joy talking to doctors and with each other. And that power of love is what we want to sustain, and we'll keep on meeting. And therefore, the Satya Sai organization wants to become a great platform where all good-meaning human beings who are doctors can come with open hands, with open arms, whether you believe in the Sai organization's philosophy or not, but you believe in service to mankind. We want to throw our doors open to all doctors all over the country and welcome them on this great mission of reaching Medicare door to door at the needy, at the houses of the needy. As you realized, we've yesterday released the e-magazine. The e-magazine is going to be our link with each of the doctors as the family grows. I have asked my IT team to look into and ensure that we chart every doctor in the country with their emails, addresses and everything put together, so that every communication from the wisdom of the message of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba reaches straight away with a push button onto your phone, onto your computers. All I can request is Please open your computers. Please yearn to see the emails that come from Bhagawan, because that is the prasad every morning. I think while you finish your prayers in the morning, please open your computers and see what messages come to you from Bhagawan, and that should be a great utilization of the technology. Because if to make technology divine, the only way is to see that you use technology to receive Bhagawan's message every day and not other emails that you're normally used to seeing. So that is the request that I have to all the doctors and my people, that we should grow in our connectivity. Yes, yesterday in the course of the conversation that we had at the seminar that we had yesterday, a lot of doctors said that the government is doing so much, but people don't know about the government schemes. I want to make it very clear. Ours is not an NGO. We are a very unique organization called the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, which is a spiritual Seva organization. We want to make it very clear, we are not a NGO. We are not a registered body. But we are people who are committed from our heart to fulfill the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And therefore, our association with the government cannot happen at a formal level because we are not a registered body. The government always requires that we have an MOU, we sign something with the government, which we cannot. But yes, as true citizens of this country, as people whose duty is to back the government, yes, we will work out under the guidance of the committee that is there, how we can liaise, how we can create a liaison to ensure that the beneficiaries are made aware of the various government programs and how they can take advantage of it. To that extent, yes, we will go all out and support the government on the issue of liaisoning between the government schemes and the people. Because sometimes it is very necessary. But the government has a scheme of giving 70,000, 80,000 for a surgery. The poor patient does not have any knowledge about it. Yes, the Sai organization will make them aware, see that they get the help from each other, and that's to be done in a situation. As I mentioned yesterday, we are not an organization that ever asks for money, because that's something Bhagwan said. People have debated this issue many times. Why cannot we ask for money? Bhagwan always said, inspire people with your work. If you inspire people with your work, make them aware of what we are doing, money will flow automatically. And therefore, to that extent, let us start inspiring and sharing the awareness of the Sai mission among society in every field. I remember Bhagwan also used to inspire people by his work, and automatically people used to come forward and say, Bhagwan, can we help? Can we participate? That is the spirit, and that is the visualization that we want to continue in the spirit of what Bhagwan showed us, our path in that system. The rehabilitation program, which is happening in some states of India, for the patients who are being treated from the two super speciality hospitals, we want to expand this to every state of India. Because every patient who gets treated in the two super speciality hospitals, for us, is a great act of divine blessings showered by Bhagwan on this family. And it is the duty of the Sai organization to ensure that when these patients come back, we make every effort to ensure that the post-operative care is taken care of these patients, and we will ensure that every state takes care of the situation. Rightfully, brothers and sisters, as somebody mentioned yesterday, I think Dr. Mohan mentioned, that probably we are the only organization in the world that does this, that when the patient is treated in the hospital, when he goes back home, we keep on following with him to see that he takes his medicines properly, he takes his care properly, and he's put back on the path of health even after the surgery is over. Normally, once a patient is discharged from the hospital, really speaking, nobody is bothered. But it's a Sai organization that takes his responsibility to go forward. As I mentioned always, that the Mahila Vibhag of the Sai organization is one of the strongest pillars of the Sai organization. And I look forward to all my sisters in the Sai organization in every state of India to integrate the mother and child care in a huge way as far as the divine medical mission is concerned. And I'm sure Dr. Mohan will help us with a guiding path to involve the Mahila Vibhag in this great mother and child care program that we are going to look into as soon. In our process of reaching medical care to the door-to-door step, the various experiences of the various states in terms of the mobile hospitals and the mobile dispensaries. We have two kinds. We have the mobile hospitals and we have the mobile dispensaries. Our attempt to reach door to door at every rural part is also going to be added by one more dimension, which is called the motorbike ambulances, which we are working on right now. In fact, we inaugurated one in Kerala. We're just waiting for the clearance of the RTO in Kerala to give us the permission to see that the motorbike ambulances. That means even in the tribal areas, in the villages where there are no roads, if there is an emergency, if a mobile ambulance, a motorcycle ambulance can carry patients and reach them to the destination in terms of emergency, is the dimension that we are trying to look into. And finally, brothers and sisters, more than 50 years of the Sai organization, more than decades when the Institute of Satsai Education, Higher Learning has been established in Prashanthi Nilam with all its campuses. We've come to realize now that there are so many alumni of Swami's university and there are so many alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas who have become doctors in various fields for last 5 decades as Balvikas movement and the university has existed. We want to plan very soon an exclusive medical conference of all the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai University and the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas to know the strength of the students who have gone through the Satya Sai mission and become doctors and paramedicals in the field of medicine. And I think Dr. Mohan will help us to look into that and see that we bring about this situation very fast. And finally, gratitude to Bhagwan, prayer to him at his divine lotus feet, to forgive us all our trespasses, to let the mind widen to such an extent that all of us forget our differences. All of us come together as one united whole. We shun from the sin of doership. We do not claim any credit for anything that happens, because here is the world of Sai which helps us to learn, and the only institution that helps us to learn that you do seva and forget it. Let us pray to Bhagwan that he gives us the gift to forget. Forget forgetting God. Forget for getting God. Let us forget all the harm that others have done to us immediately. Let us forget all the good that we have done to others immediately, because that's what Bhagwan wanted us to learn. So that every moment, every second of our life is a fresh second to serve the Master. Every breath of our life is a new life when we can serve our Master. Let us not carry the burden of the past in the present. Let us not carry the worry of the future in the present. But use the present, because the present is omnipresent. That's what the Master told us all the time. Let us remember that. Let us pray to him. And I wish this great mission goes forward. I'm extremely proud of my colleagues, the state presidents and vice presidents of all my states of India. They've been very dedicated people. And they are a part of the entire mission which works. All the state presidents and vice presidents who have been a very great strength to the All India president have been standing steadfast. And I must mention the members of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. In the last years, after the giving up of the physical form by the Master, all the members of the Satya Sai Central Trust have been great support to the Sai organization. And the Sai organization in turn has great reverence and love for all the members of the Sai Satya Sai Central Trust. We are together, as I said yesterday, a great strength, a great power. And this power, divine power of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, is going to take us long, long years ahead. I thank the members of the Satya Sai Central Trust for all the support that they've given to this conference in every possible way. Right now, we have the two of them present here, Brother Ratnakar and Brother Prasad Rao. Mohan, I forget, yeah, because he is my party, no, that's the problem. Dr. Mohan has a unique privilege of being a member of two parties. So, good, so he's a unifying factor in many ways. But I tell you one thing which I really admire is both in Mr. Prasad Rao and Brother Ratnakar is that they have this unique ability of giving a very warm smile and disarming everybody who comes in their contact. The love and affection that they have is a very unique situation. And I don't want to mention, because Brother Ratnakar's disarming smile has a personal problem which is created for me also, which is a very personal issue between me and Ratnakar, but it's okay. That's the way it is. And I really thank both of them from the bottom of my heart. And I also thank all my Sevadal, all the members of the Sevadal, brothers and sisters who have been great supporting of this fact. I really salute all of you, because if it wasn't for the Sevadal of the Satya Sai organization, there is no Sai organization ever that is possible. A big salute to all the saints. And now I have a pleasant duty to perform. As I read out the names of the states, we have decided to give a certificate of appreciation to all the registered doctors of the Satsai organization all over India. And there are more than 3,500 members, doctors who are part of the Sai organization. I would request each state president, as I call out the name alphabetically, to come forward and receive the certificates of the doctors of their states. I will first request Andhra Pradesh to come forward and receive the certificates. Mohan. Mohan and Ramani. State of Andhra Pradesh, please come forward. Can you come out a little faster? It'd be nice. Assam. Bihar. Delhi. Delhi, Gujarat, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Manipur, Odisha, Punjab, Punjab. Rajasthan, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, UP, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, these are certificates which will be distributed by the states to the respective doctors in their states. some of them who have not been able to come here in recognition of their services. Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much. Good. I now hand over the session to the next Master Ceremony.
I would like to thank our All India President, Sri Nimish Bhai Pandya, for giving us such good word of provoking, thought-provoking words. Now, proceeding further to the program, I would like to invite Dr. Chandini from Chennai and Dr. Deepti from Allahabad to give the voiceover for a short video on medical mission of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization from northern part of India.
Beloved Mother Sai, we now present to you an overview of services in the medical mission of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, India. Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization aims at providing free and quality health care to all of the people across different parts of the country, from Kanyakumari to Kashmir. Here we see a medical center set up by Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization Maharashtra, wherein ophthalmology forms the core focus of their care. Dehame Devalayam, body is the temple of God, says Bhagwan. Every part of the body has a crucial role. With regard to our eyes, Swami says, see no evil, see only what is good. The prerequisite for right vision is proper eye care. As we can see here, regular eye checkups, ocular pressure recordings wherever required, and cataract surgeries are taken up extensively by the Seva Mission. Moving on to dental care, our mouth and oral cavity are simply a reflection of what lies within. Dental hygiene has been emphasized by Bhagwan time and again. Alternative forms of medicine, like vibronics, are also equally deployed effectively by our Seva Mission. We now take you to the far east of our country, the land of beauty and adventure, Sikkim. In Gangtok, we have doctors of our very own organization examining young children at a Buddhist monastery. Sathya Sai Seva is all about bringing unity in diversity, going beyond caste, creed, religion and nationality, providing the finest quality of healthcare to all. The mission aims at seamlessly optimizing patients' overall health and wellness with the best of what both modern and ancient sciences can offer. In this direction, alternate forms of medicine like Ayurveda are also provided here in collaboration with allopathic treatment. Educating patients on the principle of good living and healthy lifestyle is a vital part of healthcare services offered by our Sri Sathya Sai Seva organizations. The health of a child is the true wealth of the nation. Vaidyo Narayano Harihi. Doctor is a form of Narayana, God himself. Standing testimony to this ancient phrase, each of these doctors are providing the best healthcare services to these children as their parents look on anxiously at Manipur. Focusing on the 4 Ds in children, namely defects, deficiency, diseases and developmental delays, Sathya Sai Mission aims at contributing to the health of children through timely detection, prevention, education and medical management of various childhood illnesses. Sathya Sai Seva Mission stands out as a beacon of hope and succor to innumerable ailing and poor patients, adults and children alike. Adding to the nobility of our profession, when health care is rendered, keeping in mind the motto of Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, there occurs a paradigm shift in approach from that of a medical profession to medical seva.
Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Madhya Pradesh is one of the pioneering sectors of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, where mother and child care program is the major focus. Mother and child health care programs are conducted on regular weekly basis. Various routine checkups are conducted in makeshift huts wherever it is needed and permanent clinics. Permanent clinics are another important features of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Madhya Pradesh. Here, lifestyle-related diseases like diabetes and hypertension are prime areas of focus. Here, you can see the Satya Sai Diabetic Clinic operates in Bhopal, where starting from diagnosis, management and follow-up of the disease is undertaken vigilantly. Now, let us listen to the one of the beneficiaries of the
clinic. Saira, मैं भगवान बाबा के नाम से, वो पूरी तरह निशुल्क है और हम लोग को सबको अनुभूति आई है कि बाहर जो ट्रीटमेंट लेते हैं उससे कई गुना फायदा यहाँ पर सब पेशेंटों को हो रहा है.
Following the divine dictum of our beloved Bhagwan Baba, all medical services that are rendered across the length and breadth of the country are absolutely free of cost. Nothing is taken, only given. And what is given, it's love, love and pure love. As our beloved Bhagwan has said, if patients cannot reach you, you make an effort to reach out to them. Supreme Doctor's Mastermind. To take holistic treatment to the doorsteps, Sri Satya Sai Mobile Medical Hospital. Mobile Medical Hospital was also inaugurated in Maharashtra. These cater the needs of rural area as well as the urban slums of Maharashtra. As per Bhagwan's direction, pediatric care is another very important component. Along with mother, child health care components are also added. These include oral and dental checkups, eye checkups, vaccinations like MMR and polio with systematic follow-up. Medicines from the clinics are dispensed in regulated manner. Records of the medicines as well as the patients are maintained. Doctor of doctors, in one of his trips to Maharashtra, launching Sri Satya Sai Mobile Medical Hospital. These mobile hospital services, from basic lab tests to advanced technology like optometry, USG and digital X-ray. Sri Satya Sai Organization of Maharashtra has gone one step further and organized medical camps during Singhahast Mahakumbh Mela. Continuous seva of 15 to 20 hours per day during this festival of faith. More than 1,52,000 people were treated and attended. Tremendous effort have been taken in preventive measures like timely vaccination, adequate nutritional guidance. Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization has left no stone unturned in providing holistic health care at doorsteps. We would like to conclude our video by the words of our Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi.
Uttam se uttam, sevaen kaise mile? Koi bhi vyakti दुखी हो, पीड़ित हो, लेकिन शारीरिक व्याधि के लिए पैसों के कारण अगर परेशान है तो बाबा उसकी उंगली पकड़ देते, उसे बचा लेते. और यही बातों की एक पूरी श्रृंखला है। और मैं आज बड़े गर्व से कहता हूं कि बाबा का शरीर तो हमारे के बीच नहीं रहा, लेकिन बाबा का संदेश उतनी ही ताकत से आज भी समाज के सामान्य से सामान्य व्यक्ति को प्रेरित करता है।
These 2 days, we were very fortunate enough to deliberate and discuss as to how we take this Sri Satya Sai medical mission forward. With the benign blessings of our great master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, we have come to a path forward under the leadership of our All India President and the National Medical Team. But all said and done, it's our divine master, the divine doctor himself, who has to give us the directions going forward. We now pray Swami to give his valedictory address.
Divine being.
Now your wife jula raha.
Modern doctors.
Prapanchamalo. గొప్ప గొప్ప మేధావులైనటువంటి వారు, తెలివితేటలు కలిగినటువంటి వారు, దివ్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క శక్తి సామర్థ్యమును ప్రకటించేటువంటి వారు, ప్రసించేటువంటి వారు జగత్తులో డాక్టర్స్ అనేక మంది ఉంటున్నారు.
దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ డాక్టర్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ హు ఆర్ హైలీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్, గ్రేట్ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్స్ విత్ కెపాసిటీస్.
కానీ రోగ నివారణకు మాత్రమే వారు పూనుకుంటున్నారు, కానీ రోగి యొక్క నివారణకు ఏమాత్రం కూడా వారు ప్రయత్నం చేయటం లేదు.
దే హావ్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ టు క్యూర్ ద డిసీజ్, బట్ దే డోంట్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ద పేషెంట్.
ఈనాడు రోగ నివారణ కంటే రోగి యొక్క మానసిక నివారణను పూనుకున్నప్పుడే రోగ నివారణ సహజంగా ఏర్పడుతుంది.
మోర్ దెన్ ద క్యూర్ ఆఫ్ ద డిసీజ్ ఇట్స్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు మేక్ హిమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ద మెంటల్ ఇల్స్.
రోగానికి ట్రీట్మెంట్ చేస్తున్నారే కానీ రోగికి ట్రీట్మెంట్ చేయటం లేదు.
ద డిసీజ్ ఇస్ ట్రీటెడ్ and not the patient.
Rendu dinamulu nundi prati doctor kudanu deeni yokka roga nivarana nimittamai aneka vidhamulaitundi yokka planulu vestu vacharu.
Since 2 days doctors have been planning for curative methods.
Enni rogamulu memu cheyabettam, enni rogamulu nivarana jarigindi ani rogamulu yokka sankhya, nivarana sankhya, deaths యొక్క సంఖ్య ప్రకటిస్తూ వస్తున్నారు.
దే హావ్ బీన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్ ద నంబర్ ఆఫ్ పేషెంట్స్ దే హావ్ ట్రీటెడ్, ద నంబర్ ఆఫ్ డిసీజెస్ దే హావ్ డెల్ట్ అండ్ ద నంబర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్స్.
మన హాస్పిటల్ లోపల అన్ని విధములైనటువంటి యొక్క రోగములు నివారణ జరుగుతున్నటువంటి విషయం లోపల ప్రతి డాక్టర్ కూడా ఒక డౌట్ ఏర్పడుతూ వస్తుంది.
ఎవ్రీ డాక్టర్ హ్యాస్ ఎ డౌట్ నౌ, హౌ ఇస్ దట్ ఆల్ డిసీజెస్ ఆర్ క్యూర్డ్ ఇన్ అవర్ హాస్పిటల్.
ఇది ఏ విధంగా జరుగుతుండాలి?
How is it happening?
ఈ యొక్క అనుమానములకు చక్కని ఒక ఔషధం.
For these doubts, there's a good medicine.
ఏ కార్యమైనా కూడాను పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటి భావంతో, సాత్విక శుద్ధమైనటువంటి చిత్తంతో మనం చేపట్టినప్పుడు ఇది తప్పక విజయం చేకూరుతుంది.
Any task undertaken with pure feeling and pure heart is bound to be successful.
ఈనాటి మానవుడు స్వార్థం అనేటువంటి జీవితమును వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ గా భావిస్తున్నాడు.
మ్యాన్ టుడే హ్యాస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ యాజ్ వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్.
ఇది వరల్డ్ ఫిలాసఫీగా భావిస్తున్నారు.
దిస్ హీ టేక్స్ ఇట్ యాజ్ వరల్డ్స్ ఫిలాసఫీ.
కానీ త్యాగమే నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఫిలాసఫీ. ఇదే వరల్డ్ ఫిలాసఫీగా మనం తీసుకోవాలి.
బట్ ద ట్రూ ఫిలాసఫీ లైస్ ఇన్ సాక్రిఫైస్. Which we have to take it as well.
యాగముతో మనం రోగిని ముట్టినప్పుడు రోగి యొక్క భావములు పరిశుద్ధంగా మారిపోతాయి.
With the spirit of sacrifice, the feelings of the patient would be pure.
చాలా మంది డాక్టర్స్ అంతా ప్రోటీన్ చాలా అవసరం అంటుంటారు.
Many doctors say that proteins are very necessary.
ఈ ప్రోటీన్ అయితే దాంతో ఒక మాంసము గుడ్లు ఇలాంటివంతా తినవచ్చు అని చెప్తారు.
Under the proteins they say that meat, the eggs, they come under protein.
కానీ ఇలాంటి ప్రోటీన్ బాడీకి మాత్రమే శక్తిని అందిస్తుంది, అది కానీ మనసును వికల్పం కల్పిస్తుంటున్నారు.
Such protein gives strength to the body, but it diverts the mind.
Doctors కేవలము స్థూలమైనటువంటి యొక్క శరీరం యొక్క తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నారు.
Doctors are making an effort to know the gross structure of the body.
కాని సూక్ష్మదేహమైనటువంటి యొక్క మనస్తత్వానికి వారు తగినటువంటి కృషి చేయటం లేదు.
They are not making an effort to know the subtle mind.
మానసిక సంబంధమైనటువంటి రోగములే ఈనాడు జగత్తులో అధికంగా కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
There are many diseases that are due to the mind.
శారీరకంగా అభివృద్ధి అయ్యేటువంటి రోగముల కంటే మానసికంగా అభివృద్ధి అయ్యేటువంటి రోగములు చాలా కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
More than the ailments out of the body, there are many of the diseases that are due to the mind.
వేదాంతమునందు మన ఏవ మనుష్యానాం కారణం బంధ మోక్షయో అన్నారు.
Basing on this, in philosophy it is said that is the mind that is responsible for attachment on bondage.
ఒక మనసే కారణము.
For the bondage and the freedom,
ఈ మనసును మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టాలి.
We should make use of the mind in the proper path.
దీనికి చక్కని ఉదాహరణ.
For this small example,
ఒక తలుపుకు దారం వేశాము.
Here we lock the door.
కానీ ఆ లాక్ లో కీ పెట్టి లెఫ్ట్ సైడ్ టర్న్ చేస్తే ఓపెన్ అవుతుంది, రైట్ సైడ్ టర్న్ చేస్తే లాక్ అవుతుంది.
If you turn the key towards the left side, it unlocks. If you turn towards the right side, it locks.
Lock and key same.
Lock and key are same.
కాని టర్నింగ్ డిఫరెన్స్.
But there's difference in turning.
మన హృదయమే ఒక లాక్.
Our heart is lock.
మన మైండ్ ఒక కీ.
The mind is the key.
Turn divine side, freedom.
If you turn towards the divine side, you get freedom.
Turn world side, this is bondage.
If you turn towards the world side, it leads to bondage.
బంధ మోక్షమునకు మనసే కారణం.
For freedom and bondage, mind is responsible.
ఆరోగ్యమునకు అనారోగ్యమునకు మన యొక్క మైండే కారణం.
For health and ill health, mind is responsible.
మనసు సంకల్ప వికల్పములు చేత కూడినటువంటిది కనుకనే దీనిని సరైనటువంటి మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టాలి.
As mind is full of bundle of thoughts, we should put it in the right direction.
దీనికి ఆహారం అత్యవసరం.
For this, food is essential.
సేమ్ మాంసంలో ఉండేటువంటి ప్రోటీన్స్ బేడల్లో ఉంటుండాలి, పాలలో ఉంటుండాలి, పెరుగులో ఉంటుండాలి, ఇవన్నీ ఎంతైనా ఉంటుండాలి, వెజిటబుల్స్ లో కూడా ఉంటుండాలి.
ప్రోటీన్స్ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద మీట్, నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్, దాట్స్ ఆల్సో ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద కర్డ్ ఇన్ ద మిల్క్ అండ్ ద బటర్.
కనుక కేవలము ఒక పథ్యము లోపల డాక్టర్స్ ఈనాడు చేయవలసినట్టు ఆహారంలో సక్రమైన మార్గాన్ని అవలంబించినప్పుడు రోగములు కూడా సక్రమంగా జరిగిపోతుంటాయి.
Therefore, in dietary prescription, if you follow the correct procedure in the food, it
నా ఉద్దేశము రోగములు ప్రారంభమైన తర్వాత ట్రీట్మెంట్ మనం ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నాం, కానీ రోగములే రాకుండా ఉండేటువంటి స్థితిని మనం కనిపెట్టాలి.
స్వామీస్ ఫీలింగ్ ఇస్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ క్యూరింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డిజీజ్, వన్ షుడ్ టేక్ కేర్ టు సీ దట్ వన్ వుడ్ నెవర్ ఫాల్ సిక్.
గర్భంలో ఉండినప్పుడే ఈ శిశువుకు ఇలాంటి జబ్బులు రాకుండా ఉండాలనేటువంటి ఉద్దేశంతో తగినటువంటి ట్రీట్మెంట్స్ అంతా కూడా ప్రభుత్వము డాక్టర్స్ ప్రచారం చేయాలి.
రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది డేస్ ఆఫ్ ది చైల్డ్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద మదర్స్ వూమ్, ద గవర్నమెంట్ షుడ్ అండర్టేక్ దిస్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ పబ్లిసైజింగ్ ద కేర్, హెల్త్ కేర్.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబోడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
మీరు ఇంతింత ప్రదేశాల నుంచి ఇంత శ్రమలు పడి ఎంతెంత దూరం నుంచి ఇచ్చి ఇక్కడ చేరారు.
యు హావ్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫార్ ఆఫ్ ప్లేసెస్.
కాన్ఫరెన్స్ అనేటువంటిది కానీ ప్రపంచంలో ఎన్నో జరుగుతూ ఉన్నాయి.
దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ కాన్ఫరెన్సెస్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్,
మెనీ సింపోజియమ్స్,
వేరియస్ సింపోజియా.
కానీ జరుగుతుండాలే, కానీ అక్కడ నిర్ణయించినటువంటి ఒక్కటైనా కూడా ముందు ఆచరించడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
దో దే టేక్ ప్లేస్, నాట్ ఈవెన్ వన్ డిసిషన్ ఈజ్ ఇంప్లిమెంటెడ్.
మనది అట్ట కాదు.
అవర్ షుడ్ బి లైక్ దాట్.
మీరందరూ పూర్తి పూర్ణ హృదయలే వచ్చారు ఇక్కడే.
యు హావ్ కమ్ హోల్ హార్టెడ్లీ.
ఇక్కడ మనం నిర్ణయించుకునేటువంటివన్నీ కూడా మనము ఆచరణలో పెట్టడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
ఆల్ అవర్ డిసిషన్స్ షుడ్ బి ఇంప్లిమెంటెడ్.
ఏ విధమైనటువంటి భావాలతో మీరు ఇక్కడికి వచ్చి చేరారో అదే భావాలతో మీరు వెనుకపోతే ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
ఇఫ్ యూ రిటర్న్ బ్యాక్ విత్ ద సేమ్ ఫీలింగ్స్ యాజ్ యూ హావ్ కమ్ హియర్, వాట్ ఈస్ యూజ్?
మీరు అప్పుడప్పుడు ఇక్కడికి వచ్చి
విజిటింగ్ దిస్ ప్లేస్
చూచి ఆనందించాలని కూడా మేము ఆశిస్తున్నాము.
యూ సీ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్, దట్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెడ్ బై
అస్. మీరు ఎప్పుడు కావాల్సినా కూడా రావడానికి ఆల్వేస్ వెల్కమ్, వెల్కమ్.
You can come any time, you are always welcome.
మీరు ఎట్టి అభ్యంతరము పెట్టుకోకండి.
You need not have any objection.
ఇది మీ హాస్పిటల్, మీ సొంతము.
This is your property, this is your hospital.
నాది కాదు.
It's not Swami's.
నా ప్రాపర్టీ మీరే.
Swami's property are you only.
కనుక మీరు ఇక్కడ నుంచి ఇన్వైట్ కావాలనేటువంటి దీనికోసం మీరు కాచుకోకండి.
Don't wait for invitation.
ఎప్పుడు కూడా మీ ఇంటికి మీరు రావడం లోపల ఎట్టి అభ్యంతరము ఉండదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో అబ్జెక్షన్ టు కమ్ టు యువర్ ఓన్ హోమ్.
చాలా అందరూ గొప్ప గొప్ప అనుభవజ్ఞులైనటువంటి వారంతా వచ్చారు.
మెనీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ పీపుల్ హావ్ కమ్.
ఏ కాన్ఫరెన్స్ లో కూడా నువ్వు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ప్రశాంతంగా ఈ విధమైనటువంటి పవిత్రమైన హృదయాలతో వారి హృదయాల్లో ఉన్నటువంటి వెల్లడించేటువంటిది జరగదు.
ఇన్ నో కాన్ఫరెన్స్ దేర్ విల్ బి సచ్ పీస్ సీక్రెట్ ఐడియాస్ బీయింగ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ ఓపెన్లీ.
ఈ కాన్ఫరెన్స్ పోయినా కానీ వాదోపవాదము ఊరికే పోట్లాడుతూ ఉంటుంటారు.
ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ కాన్ఫరెన్స్ దేర్ విల్ బి arguments.
ఇక్కడ ప్రశాంతంగా జరిగింది.
హియర్ ద కాన్ఫరెన్స్ కంక్లూడ్
పవిత్రంగా జరిగింది.
ఇట్స్ రియలీ సీక్రెట్.
మా సోమరాజు చెప్పినట్టుగా ఇది ఒక టెంపుల్ గా ఉంటుండాలి, కానీ ఇది హాస్పిటల్ మాదిరి లేదు.
As Somaraju said, it is a temple but not a hospital.
కాబట్టి ఈ టెంపుల్ లోపల తగినటువంటి యొక్క ప్రార్థనలు జరగాలి.
సో ఇన్ దిస్ టెంపుల్ దేర్ షుడ్ బి ప్రేయర్స్.
ఏమిటి ఈ ప్రార్థన?
వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్?
పేషెంట్స్ అందరు కూడా సక్సెస్ కావాలి, లోకస్థమస్త సుఖినోభవంతు, లోకస్థమస్త సుఖినోభవం, ఇలాంటి ప్రార్థన జరగాలి.
వీ షుడ్ ప్రే దట్ దేర్ షుడ్ బి సక్సెస్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ కేస్. దిస్ షుడ్ బి ది ప్రేయర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్.
కనుక ఈనాడు ఎంతో ఆనందకరమైనటువంటి యొక్క దీంట్లో జగత్తుకు కూడా ఎంతో ఆదర్శాన్ని అందించేటువంటి యొక్క విషయాలంతా జరిగినాయి.
టుడే వీఆర్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ హ్యాపీ బికాస్ వీఆర్ సెట్ అన్ ఐడియల్ టు ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్.
మున్ముందు ఇంకా దేశంలో ఉన్నటువంటి ప్రజలందరూ కూడా ఆరోగ్యవంతులై ఆనందవంతులై ఆదర్శ జీవితాన్ని అందిస్తారని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని వేగిస్తున్నాను.
ఇన్ ఫ్యూచర్ ఆల్సో ది ఎంటైర్ హ్యుమానిటీ షుడ్ బి హెల్దీ, పీస్ఫుల్, హ్యాపీ అండ్ ప్రాస్పరస్. స్వామి బ్రింగ్స్ హిస్ డిస్కోర్స్ టు ఎ క్లోజ్.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ,
బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ,
హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ,
హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ,
హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహీ,
హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహీ,
హరి నామ
నామ బినాగి,
హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగి,
హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగి,
జప జాన బినా సంయోగ నగి,
జప జాన బినా సంయోగ నగి,
ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నగి,
ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నగి,
దయ ధర్మ బినా సత్కర్మ నగి,
దయ ధర్మ బినా సత్కర్మ నగి,
భగవాన్ బినా కోయి అపున నగి,
భగవాన్ బినా కోయి అపున నగి,
హరి నామ బినా పరమ హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగి,
సాయి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగి, భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగి, సాయి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగి, సాయి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగి, హరి బినా ఆనంద నగి, భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగి.
Sai Ram Bolo Govind Ram Bolo, Sai Ram Bolo Govind Ram Bolo, Mahadev Bolo Jai Pandurangha Bolo, మహాదేవ బోలో జయ పాండురంగ బోలో, సాయి నామ బోలో గోవింద నామ బోలో, రామకృష్ణ బోలో జయ బుద్ధ సాయి బోలో,
కృష్ణ బోలో జయ బుద్ధ సాయి బోలో,
రామకృష్ణ Krishna bolo, Jai Buddha Sai bolo. Sai bolo, Zarashtra Mahavira Yesu Sai bolo, Allah Sai bolo, Mala Sai bolo, Allah Sai bolo. Sai Shanti Dai Satya Sai Bolo Prima Sai Shanti Dai Satya Sai Bolo Sai Ram Bolo Govind Ram Bolo
Govind Bolo Govind Ram Bolo
Mahadev Bolo Jai Pandurang Bolo Sai Ram bolo, Govind Ram bolo. Ram Krishna bolo, Jai Buddha Sai bolo. Zarashtra Mahavira Yesu Sai bolo.
Zarashtra Mahavira Yesu Sai bolo.
Allah Sai bolo, Mala Sai bolo. Prima Sai Shanti Dai Satya Sai
Bolo
Govinda Bolo Gopal Bolo
Govinda Bolo Gopal Bolo
Hare Deen Dayalu Hare Hare
Hare Hare.
सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शिवरनाशीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपद्वान्धवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे मातृपिता गुरुदेवं मह्यन्तरुणीवे स्वामी मह्यन्तरुणीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र शयन ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल गिरि भारे ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।